Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Not all tears are equal, Nahum Barnea told the press. He should know, too. His son was killed in a bus bombing in Israel in 1995. He was comparing the suffering and the tears of the children whose father has been killed by a terrorist bomb with the tears of the children of the terrorist who is imprisoned for the crime. Barnea is right. Tears are not equal. Neither are the causes of all tears equal. People shed tears for lots of reasons. Joy, sorrow, pain, grief, remorse, excitement, shame, and a host of other emotions too. You may go to a movie and be deeply touched by the plight of a puppy dog floating down a river towards the roaring falls. It's all make-believe. The actual puppy in the film was never in real danger, but it touches your heart and you cry. Your tears are for a different reason than that of the mother whose baby is dying, whose grief-stricken heart is broken as her eyes overflow with tears. Actually, the first mention of tears in the Bible is that of a mother who fears her child is dying. And ironically, the baby who lived became the father of the Arabs, including the terrorist whose bomb killed Nahum's son as he rode the bus in Israel. But when a mother sheds tears over her baby, whom she loves, geography and political boundaries are just not important. But all tears are not equal. The father of the prodigal, as older men are prone to do, probably shed tears of joy when his boy who had wandered far from home came back, humiliated but repentant. Why do people cry when they're happy? It seems so strange. Yes, especially to youth who don't understand why the wellsprings of emotions can't contain the joy and overflow in tears. There are happy occasions, and tears of joy, which seemed so ridiculous to me in my youth, now make sense to me. Joyful tears are always to be preferred to tears of remorse or sadness, the kind people shed over the casket of a little 5-year-old boy whose arms cradle a teddy bear, a worn, tattered blanket tucked beside the still body. All tears are not equal. Tears of repentance, which flow freely and leave the heart cleansed, the face shining and the conscience clear, are not altogether bad. Tears of repentance do a lot more good than tears shed over remorse, the kind that comes when you get caught and you fear the embarrassment of being found out. No, all tears are not equal, and neither are tears bad, as we are prone to think, a sign of weakness, especially for us men who repress our emotions lest someone know our hearts can be touched. Go to a museum in Israel today, and you will find that the ancients so valued tears that they preserved them. How? By catching them in tear bottles which are now on display. Something strange to us today. There's one more thing that needs to be said. God is not indifferent to your tears. He sees and He knows. I have heard your prayers and seen your tears, God told Hezekiah when he thought he was dying. Read 1 Samuel and notice how God's heart was touched by the intensity of Hannah's prayers when she couldn't conceive a child. Mark that passage in your Bible from Isaiah where God says, He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. All tears are not equal. And tears are not forever.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.